This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Starting a business takes courage, but doing it at 23 years of age, that takes something extra. Our next guest is Adam Murray, the man behind Biddle Street Food in Drogheda. 2 years ago, he took a chance on himself and opened a Mexican food truck, bringing something a little different to the local food scene. Since then, he's been documenting the entire journey online, the wins, the challenges, and everything in between that comes with building a business from the ground up. That honesty has earned him huge support from people both locally and online, with thousands following along as the business grows. But putting your life and your work out there also comes with some downsides, and Adam has spoken out about dealing with persistent negativity and criticism along the way. This evening, we're talking about the reality of starting a small business, the role social media can play in changing your life, and why supporting local businesses is so important. Adam, thank you for joining me. For listeners who might not know your story yet, can you tell me a little bit about how Biddle Street Food first begun?
Yeah, 100%. Look, firstly, thanks for having me. I could sit here for an hour and tell you the story about it. But in short, I was on a J1 in San Francisco. All the Irish lived in Berkeley. We all commuted to work every single day, and there was fresh Mexican food being sold along the pier every day. And I was like, Drogheda has nothing like this. That idea kind of just stuck with me. I've always been about trying to improve my town and, you know, seeing what I can do to make it better. And then I came back from the J1 and reality struck. I had no money, spent it all, so I had to go and get a job. And I worked, you know, your typical 9 to 5 for a year and a half, but it just wasn't fulfilling me. And I always wanted to be a business owner. And potentially insanity, I decided to set up a food trailer just from the experience in San Francisco. And yeah, then I set up under a franchise, initially under another name, but the brand and the franchise I was under, just, it didn't mean much to me, the brand name. I was building someone else's brand. And when I wanted to rebrand, I couldn't think of a better name and how much to pay than to call it Biddle Street Food, which is actually my nana's nickname. We had a small catering company in Drogheda. She was big on, you know, feeding the homeless in Drogheda. All my family as far back as I know is from Drogheda. So I just couldn't think of a better name and a better story to go along with the brand I'm trying to build.
What was the beginning like? Were there challenges when you were setting it up in the beginning? I feel like that's probably stated the obvious. I mean, you speak with such love about your business, and it clearly means so much to you and your family, particularly with the nickname for your granny being the key name of the business. What was it like in the very beginning for you?
To be honest, I got a lot of great support at the start, and then it gets hard really quick. I think you have people applauding you at the start and potentially at the end, but in the middle, that's kind of the lonely journey where you can definitely be going through it yourself. Like, I opened in December 2023, the 16th of December. I'm sure I'm in the back of a pub. I was flat out the door for the first week. I was like, this is easy, this business stuff. I'm going to be a millionaire. Let's go. Let's get after. And then January hit really, really fast. And I quickly realized it's not as easy as what people might make out online. And that's kind of been what it's been about since day one for me. I've always wanted to document on social media. And that maybe is what separates me from the rest. You know, I'll show you the good, the bad, the ugly, the ups and downs, the trials and tribulations, because it was really hard. Like, I still kept my day job for the first 6 months. So I was working 7 day weeks. I still do now, just slightly differently. And like, there'd be Sundays I'd go into the trailer, and it cost me, you know, at that time, minimum kind of 300 yard to open the hatch to serve to the public. And I might only serve 3 people. And be sitting there by myself for 6 hours in the freezing cold in January, and people telling me my videos on social media are crap, and, you know, that's just how it goes. That is really the lonely start. But if it was easy, everyone would do it. That's what I always thought. And plus, I also put myself about 30 grand in debt to really get the business going. Like, I bought a food trailer, tried pull it on a Ford Fiesta, basically blew up the Ford Fiesta after 5 days. had to go and take out another loan to buy a van to pull it. And if, for anyone who knows me, I'm the least like van kind of person ever. Like, I wouldn't really have hands to bless myself. So it was really, really hard. But I'm glad we're coming into different challenges now, shall I say, growing challenges rather than worrying about where the customers are going to come from.
Yeah, it's definitely, you can see from your content on your social media, even if you're not in Drogheda seeing the business face to face, if you like, you can see that things have taken off. And your content online, because you've been so honest throughout the whole journey, it has resonated with many people. What have followers been saying to you?
Look, I think a lot of people might have a love or hate relationship with me, you know what I mean? In fairness, it is overwhelmingly positive. A lot of people do enjoy the kind of things I do say about Drogheda, but I used to get a lot of pushback as well, in the sense of, Adam, you own a taco food trailer, just show photos of tacos. And to be honest with you, that's never what it's been about. You know, it's a personal brand. I'm building me and showing you the journey, because that's what I'd want to watch online. That's why I think people don't dare to, because I was a 23-year-old Irish guy from Monaster Boys outside of Drogheda, trying to sell Mexican food with no culinary experience to the Drogheda public. Like, it's an insane story. And if I just went out and started taking videos of tacos and Mexican food, if you're a better photographer, if you're a better videographer, if you're a better chef at the time, your content's going to blow me out the water. So I need to do something that would really, really separate me from the rest. So I've just took all different aspects of my life and kind of put it all on this bit of street food account. So whether it be me teaching you how I make tacos, me, you know, trying to get catering gigs, me, I'm coming out with a new season now, so it'll be me recording, going into shops, trying to get stocked. Like, I applied for the Aldi and Little Food Academy Kickstarter program. Could have been great for our seasoning brand. And I had no shame getting people to tag Aldi and Little in the comment sections, telling them they want to see us stocked in the shop. And like, I decided to do that before I found out if I'd be stocked in either of those shops. And you know, if I didn't get stocked, people might laugh or whatever, which I didn't care. And it's the same, like, I only heard back from both the shops last week. I didn't get selected to get into either of them, but you know, that's me documenting the journey, because now there's going to be other shops who are willing to take me on because they say he's not afraid to go out there and put his face online. And it's the same, like, I've catered for, you know, some of the biggest businesses in Ireland and some of the richest people after only, you know, 2 years in business. And it's because they've seen my videos online. Like, that is, if there's only one thing people can take from this, is being yourself is your unfair advantage, because no one can copy that, especially in the age of AI and everything. If you're just 100% honest and be yourself online, be the exact same as you are in person to online, like, that's going to carry you away further than anything else.
Content creation in any industry, whether it is that you're promoting a business, you're marketing something, you're marketing yourself, however it goes, it generally does attract kind of that mixed views from people. People can be quite judgmental and quite negative. And I know you kind of touched on it a little bit there about, like, if you hadn't got stocked in those shops, people are probably going to be like, oh, well, like, sure, why did he bother? But you didn't care. And I think that's, like, the perseverance is probably what is hitting home with so many of your legitimate and real followers. You know what I mean? People that are there for the journey. I know that you've been posting online recently. You posted a video about the negativity that you received, some of the contents or the comments that you got, rather. There was, like, false claims, as you would call them, being made in them, yeah, about that. Like, how is it to navigate that? And how, okay, like, how do you deal with that? How did it begin for you, and where are you with it now?
Yeah, look, for the most part, to be honest with you, I try to take it in my stride, and it is water off a duck's back. Like, I was 15, I was 16 and a half stone, you know, I always came last in sports days and everything. And good Irish culture, you know, there is always a bit of slaggins, but you have to be willing to take it as well. So I knew when I came into business as well, that things like this are going to come along. But one thing I always knew is that, you know, it's always only going to be people in positions that you don't want to be in are the ones trying to pull you down. So, you know, if I want to be a really successful businessman and be able to inspire other people and, you know, be at the forefront for, like, young entrepreneurs in Ireland, which of course is what I want to be, it's not going to be other people in that position who are trying to pull me down. It's going to be people who are, you know, not very happy in themselves. And it's more of a reflection on themselves. So since day one, I've had haters the whole time. Like, just recently there's another, I won't name them, but every time they came up, they always tried to give me words of wisdom in the trailer and, you know, points of advice. And if I ever needed help, you know, I can always send them a message. And I just always thought said person was lovely. And then it turns out they had fake accounts online commenting stuff about me. But that's a reflection on them. And to be honest, there's nothing really to do with you. As long as you are honest and exactly who you are, then you have nothing to hide or nothing to be ashamed of. Like, it's the same. I posted a video about it for Mother's Day. It was about my mom and, you know, how she's always encouraged me to not be embarrassed about who I am. Like, I'm 25. I went to see Susan Boyle in Edinburgh. I was the youngest person there by about 40 years. I went to see Adele with my mom. We went and, you know, wear a bright pink belt and pink squat shoes and a very masculine powerlifting competition. I done a jiu-jitsu competition the other day. I was wearing a pink rash guard with sunflowers on it. Like, that's just who I am. And there's not going to be anyone who's going to be able to say something for me to dilute what I am. And I think that's what more people need to be. You can't be afraid or ashamed of what other people say because they're not living the lives you want to live. You have to live your own life.
What would you say to someone who is starting off on the journey and is concerned about the use of social media in all of this? I'm sure you would agree it's a very powerful tool in promoting your business and borderline essential for anything nowadays. But if people are concerned about how they're going to kind of navigate that love-hate relationship with the digital world, yeah, what advice would you have for them?
It's going to come. The hate is going to come no matter what. It's like, there's millionaires and billionaires out there who, you know, donate hundreds of millions every single year, donate meals, you know, give laser eye surgery to kids and like bribes that might never get it, and they still get hate all the time, you know what I mean? But they've done more for the world than any of these people coming in hate, if we're going to be real about it. And people will always, for me, right, when I was working a job, I always had before the notions that I'm going to be a successful business owner, and I would have always thought that. But if I still sat there for 7 years in my job that wasn't fulfilling me, people would have said, sure, he's not doing anything with his life. And then when I tried, people will flag me. And then if I set up the taco trailer and didn't make videos, people would say, oh, sure, it didn't work. He never tried to upload videos if it was a route I didn't go. So there is always going to be people who have opinions about you. But as the saying goes, you know, everyone has opinions. It doesn't make them right. You have to, like, one thing I've always thought about myself is I never wanted to live life with regrets. So number one, I was going to post on social media every single day. Number two, I was just going to be myself. And that's what people have to be. Like, I never set out to really be, you know, inspirational to other people. But now I get messages all the time. People are like, Adam, I love what you do. I love you're an advocate for Drawder. Or, you know, you give me more confidence in being myself. And that's what even pushes me more. Now I actually have a social purpose to try help other people, whether they be business owners, people just, you know, in their own day-to-day lives, or just want to make some videos online. Do whatever you want. Like, you really only have one life and one opportunity to do something you want. So don't let begrudgers and naysayers who actually know nothing about you, just like that hater I had, they thought they knew all these ideas of me, but they didn't know me at all. They just made up a version of me in their own head that they didn't like. Well, if they actually met me, they probably would like me. So it's you can't be everyone's cup of tea, and it's just as simple as that. Like,
where can we follow you on social media if people do think that you're their cup of tea, which many people clearly do? Where can we find you across all the platforms?
Yeah, on all the platforms, it's just Biddles Street Food. So BIDDOS Street Food. I'm going to ruin their feeds because I post all the time on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, or Adam Murray on Facebook either. You'll find me there. And I'd love for you to come along with the journey. I'm trying to do a lot more, bring the public and the social into it. Like, we do a lot of activities trying to improve Drawder. We're picking up the rubbish in the streets in Drawder in the next 3 to 4 weeks. We donate a lot to the homeless. The more my business can grow, the better we can do, the more of these social acts I can kind of do and go out and give back. That's what it's all about to me at the end of the day.
Well, Adam, I really appreciate you joining me on iRadio's Group Chat and telling me all about this and your story. And I am already following you, but I'm sure that somebody else will be following you very, very soon, whoever is listening this evening. And I'm sure we'll catch up with you again on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. A pleasure.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.